This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brian Koberger, the Pennsylvania man charged with brutally stabbing four University of Idaho students to death inside their off-campus home, pleaded guilty earlier today to first-degree murder. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, it was in an effort to avoid the death penalty.
One by one, Judge Stephen Hippler asked Brian Koberger if he willfully, unlawfully, deliberately, and with premeditation and malice aforethought killed the students, Madison Mogan, Kelly Gonsalves, Zainer Kernobyl, and Ethan Chapman. To which Koberger replied,
yes.
Prosecutor Bill Thompson laid out the evidence Idaho authorities had against him, including cell phone data, surveillance video of his car in the area of the house about 24 times, and on the night in question, his car speeding away from the scene.
The car almost loses control as it makes the corner, heads north, and then turns to go south.
He said they linked DNA from Koberger's parents' home.
DNA on a Q-tip as coming from the father of the person whose DNA was found on the knife sheath.
Thompson seemed to get choked up speaking about the victims.
That he then killed intentionally, willfully, deliberately, with premeditation and with malice forethought, Maddie Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Ethan Chapin, and Santa Colonel.
30-year-old Koberger was rigid, stoic, and calm as he sat through the hearing, admitted he stabbed each one of the students to death.
Guilty, 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 guilty.
Koberger is scheduled to be sentenced, likely to life in prison, later this month. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.